You are listening to
Pay Me No Mind
with show host Wood.
This is your host Wood. It's the Pay Me No Mind show. Getting in a quick turnaround this week. I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be as I relaunch the podcast and whatnot, but it's a big fight coming up this weekend. And then last week was a great outing for me personally. I went down to Louisville, Kentucky to the KFC Yum Center. And maybe you checked out the podcast with Kenneth Buhari that I dropped maybe it was Saturday night. I don't know. But anyway, it's great to be back to Talk Loud Radio. Big shout out to Clash of the Nerds and Armchair Fantasy with Jeff Lambert. It's good to be back with the team, kind of add my little flavor to the Talk Loud Radio Network. Quick funny note, I mentioned some of the changes that I had to make with, not including any copywritten material and whatnot for Facebook purposes and streaming, downloading, upload, all this different stuff. So Jeff hit me up and was like, it sounded like the Pay Me No Mind show Unplugged. And I was like, that should have been the name of the first episode back for 2018. But, I wasn't thinking of it at the time. So, hey, I'm going to make this one really quick as far as with the intro and everything. I'm not going to talk about a lot of other sports or any entertainment tonight, although I got some stuff that I need to get to the next time out. But I really just wanted to get this episode out quickly because I had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Miss Kelly Reese, who faces the undisputed, I believe she's welterweight champion of the world, arguably the most decorated woman in professional boxing right now. Cecilia Brekhus is going to be the co-main event Saturday night on HBO along with the Gennady Golovkin versus Vannis Martirosyan fight that's coming on Saturday night. So obviously it's a lot involved with that fight. For fight fans who've been going through that saga over the last several months with the Saul Canelo Alvarez testing positive for clenbuterol, and the Nevada State Athletic Commission doing its thing, and the hearing, and then Alvarez withdrawing from the fight. The fight was subsequently moved to Los Angeles from Las Vegas. So through all of that, whatever your thoughts are on the fight, I know Dan Rayfield was very vocal, with his displeasure for Martirosyan being the final guy. Me and Ryan Blue Chip Martin talked about it. If you checked out my interview with him on the Pay Me No Mind YouTube channel about the tight position that Loeffler was in, and even Gennady Golovkin and everything. So whatever it is with that, what I wanted to do was speak with Kelly Reese and hit on some women's boxing. So shout out to Jay Kemp of womenofboxing.com, who kind of gave me the kick to speak to Reese. I was very impressed with her. So the final interview on here will be, and I'll try to get the time stamp up there for the people that want to go straight to that. But check the interview out, man. I don't want to tell you too much, but we talked about a number of things, obviously, and she was a good listen, and I wish her her the best Saturday night going up again. She's coming down, and she's a former world champion herself. She is 13-6-1 with 4 knockouts, I think, is her current record. But she sounds in a good place. She sounds spirited and motivated, And I was very impressed with, you know, with my first introduction to her. So, you know, wishing her the best. Wishing the best for the ladies game, that it's an excellent fight. Then also as a kicker, last week in Louisville, the only women that fought on the card was Ohio's own Alicia Baumgartner, earned her sixth win by split decision over Southpaw Kirsty Simmons, who I believe she trained, or she was from Colorado, but trains in Detroit or something. But it was a very good women's bout. I mean, it was a very good bout, period. You know, Alicia brings her athleticism and power and explosiveness to the game. And, you know, she, like I said, tail of the tape, she had all the advantages in her favor. But Simmons, Southpaw, I was very impressed listening to her corner interact with her and steer her through six rounds of action with Baumgartner. It was very interesting to see Baumgartner, you know, make her adjustments. And it was an excellent fight that, you know, is something actually kind of what I've been waiting to see with with Claressa Shields, you know, in some of her bouts. You know, this, it was excellent. So I hope I didn't take the steam out of Alicia's sails. I said some things about Simmons that impressed me, but really it wasn't to disparage her performance in any way that night. And I think she respected her opponent, but it was just, like I said, you usually don't see a real tactical fight like that. And I think that Baumgartner and Simmons really treated boxing fans to a well-fought match. And it was only six rounds, whereas Alicia just won her title a few months ago now in Philadelphia, I think, against Feliciano. And I think they fought 10 rounds. So anyway, I wanted to bring Alicia on to talk about her sixth victory, going the distance, fighting the Southpaw, representing Evander Holyfield's Real Deal Boxing Promotions, and, you know, where she's coming up next. And then I also wanted to speak to her because if you listen to any of her interviews in the past on either the podcast or the YouTube channel, she went over and trained with Cecilia Brækhus in Norway last October, I believe. So I just wanted to get her. I haven't seen Brækhus, so I thought it was and I really haven't seen a lot of Reese either, you know, but some stuff on YouTube, which isn't always the greatest footage. So I wanted to get Alicia on to get her feed, you know, to get her her feedback or input on that that matchup. And to, like I said, recap her fight. And, you know, so she's up second. I'm not going to bother with coming back on the other side of this. So, you know, I got to get this up because the fight is Saturday. So, it's, you know, time is of the essence. And I just wanted to get I want to get Reese's thoughts and words out there. And, you know, and also we didn't want to get too far away from Baumgartner's victory being last Friday night. So I just wanted to get this out there. So I'm not going to try to add too much to this. And I got to figure out how to edit some of this. I told you I'm rocking solo now. No more Oxford Block Productions with JR. So I'm actually trying to put together a couple different shows. You know, maybe touch on the draft, even though that's older now. But I got another idea that I'm trying to put together, but I'm still searching for the right people to help me make it happen. So again, thanks for tuning in. Check me out on Twitter at @E_Pluribus Pluribus underscore Wood Wood, or you know, for the podcast is at PMNM Haven. Pay Me No Mind Haven, PMNM Haven. And then obviously there's a, help me out and subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, I'm out here working hard, traveling all over the place. Supposed to be back up in Michigan May 11th for Second to None's Second to None Promotions card. I'm still waiting to hear some more information on that. And then Before I get out of here, the other one in Cincinnati, I believe May 25th, was Wyatt Promotions was putting together their next event down in Cincinnati, you know, with a bunch of prospects. So both of those, I think, are still being fleshed out. But that's that. And I'm going to get out of here, man. Like I said, I got some work to do after this. So thanks a lot for tuning in. And check these two interviews out. And, you know, I'm out. And as always, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. So peace. Welcome back to the Pay Me No Mind podcast. A good, great friend of the show, Miss Alicia Baumgartner. How you doing tonight?
What up? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling tonight. Like I said, I wanted to, one, we didn't get to talk after your fight last week, so I wanted to talk about that. And then also, since, you know, you did have a chance last year to go over to Norway and get into the camp and get in, do some camp with Cecilia Brækhus, I kind of wanted to get your preview, you know, thoughts on her fight coming up this weekend with Callie Reese.
Yeah, for sure.
So, congratulations on, you know, moving to to 6-0, right?
Yes.
6-0. What was your thoughts? How would you grade your performance last Friday night in Louisville?
I would rate my performance about, to me, I gave it a 5 for myself, just because I'm really hard on myself, and I know that every performance can be improved. But overall, I'm happy with my performance, but I did give it a 5.
And this is no disrespect to you. Just in watching Kirstie Simmons last week, I was just really impressed at her style of boxing. I think it was good to see kind of like her game, that type of game on the women's side. I mean, I feel like you came in with a lot of tail of the tape advantages and, you know, very agile, quick, you know, explosive and all that. And then she just was like a polar opposite of you, but she did some things that didn't allow you to, like, you know, run roughshod over her.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would say it was a good fight. It was a good experience fight. You know, she is a veteran in the game, and you know, coming out there, you know, I have the same attitude with every fight, and you know, with her, you just have to make adjustments. With every fighter, you make adjustments. So you know, going out there with a plan, you know, some things change in there, but overall, you know, I thought it was a good fight, and thankful for her to get in the ring with me.
Was that your first time fighting a southpaw, or have you had much experience with southpaw?
It's been as a pro, yes. But I've fought a lot of lefties and practiced with them. So, nothing new.
Okay. You went, your fight with, Kirstie Simmons was 6 rounds. I believe you had the 10 round. Wasn't your, championship fight with Feliciano, wasn't that 10 or was it 8?
I think I couldn't even tell you.
I thought it was 10.
I thought it was 10 also, yeah.
Okay, so let's move with that. Was it any disappointment, kind of, in, you know, only being, when I came in and looked at the program and saw it was just 6 rounds, I wonder if that had any effect on, you know, they say over the course of a fight, you know, the class shows over time, and I felt like you were kind of warming up those last 3 rounds. Was that kind of, and I saw the way that you walked away at the end of the fight, it seemed like you were just kind of hitting your, you know, a second wind or something.
Yeah, I mean, for the fight, I definitely was getting warmed up, you know, but overall, I still thought it was a good fight. I would have loved if it went 8 rounds, you know,
at a minimum.
I like the later round. Right. But overall, I like my performance.
Now, was that a 5 out of 10 or a 5 out of 5?
We'll go 5 out of 10.
Okay. So and we can get ready to move on to Cecilia Brécoce versus Kelly Reese, kind of previewing that real quick. But she was able to get the split decision, so she did win the fight on one of the judges' cards. What do you think allowed her to be as successful as she was that night?
And this is
For last Kirstie. Week against Kirstie.
I didn't agree with the split decision at all. I know you could see that, but I can't comment on that because I didn't agree with the split.
Uh huh. I could tell. But what do you think allowed her to kind of to get that nod?
That she was, putting up a good fight. I'm sure the judges and maybe even the crowd thought otherwise, but she's a veteran fighter and she does have the experience, and that showed in the fight.
Okay. Do you wish you would have mixed it up a little bit more? I mean, it seems like at several times where you kind of pressed the action, really got inside and went to mix it up a lot, was when you had your best moments and really kind of took the fight out of her, I thought. Was there a reason why maybe you didn't do that a little bit more?
Again, with the fight, just filling her out for the first and two rounds, which was that's what I was doing. And, I had to make an adjustment. So just finding a tempo and finding my rhythm was something that I was working on in there.
Okay. Any difference in working with a different trainer for the fight? I noticed Jonathan Banks wasn't in the corner.
Overall, my corner was good. Again, I'm still working on a lot of new things and making sure that, they're effective in the ring. So overall, my corner was good. So even Jonathan not being there, because I would say this performance was pretty well over my performance with Nydia.
Okay. Any thoughts of how the event went off altogether, for the Jose Suleiman WBC World Invitational? It's your promoter, Real Deal Promotions, putting that together, and Evander was in the house and everything. I thought the card seemed like it ran long and it ran late. I know you were over there yawning by the time the main event came around, but what were your thoughts on the whole event in general?
My thoughts on the whole event was it was a great card, very competitive fighters, great fighters. The card was well planned out, it was very organized that night, and so I thought overall it was a good show. And it did drag on, but these fighters are going hard each round, so you gotta have to be in there and hold out those rounds.
Right. Kind of a rough night for Ohio. I think you were the only one that was able to, the only Buckeye that was able to get out of there with the victory.
Right, right.
But,
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh. So, okay, before we do move on, what do you think is next for you? When might you get back in the ring again?
I'm definitely looking for next month. So, I want to be in the ring ASAP. I love being active and working hard. So I'm always ready when they call. So hopefully next month we got 2 dates that we're looking at. So
what states?
You said date?
What states?
State. It's going to be Atlantic City, Holyfield.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a June 2nd. There's a June 9th. So
okay.
They haven't let me know yet. So
okay. All right. Like I said, again, congratulations, moving on in the career and holding on to keeping that O and, great job. Like I said, I thought it was a fairly entertaining fight, and I thought it was great, a great tactical fight for fight fans to see for women. You've had your 30-second fights and the minute, the first round
right,
fight.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good to see, the different the different developments to happen over the course of a fight. But like
absolutely, you said, and I think that's very important. And for myself, I took that as like my second pro fight, because each fight is going to be higher caliber fights, and those are the fights that I like, that I will grow from. So I'm definitely preparing myself really well for these later fights that I will have in the future.
Okay. All right. Let's get to this Cali Reese, Cecilia, I don't want to disrespect anybody with the undisputed and undefeated and everything. Cecilia Brecuse versus Cali Reese is going on Saturday. I think that's out at the StubHub Center in California as the co-main event on HBO with the Triple G and Vannis Matarosian super fight. But let's talk about the ladies. Brecuse better than most of us, being in camp with her and everything. What do you see in this matchup?
You know, I see a really good performance from Cecilia. You know, this is her debut in the U.S., so it's definitely going to be a great fight, and everyone's going to be able to see her do her job over here in the U.S.
What advantages do you see? I haven't had a chance to see Cali Reese, but I mean, it seems like she, you know, her calling card is being a warrior and, you know, just toughness and maybe trying to, it seems like she's going to have to overcome the boxing skills of Cecilia. So what advantages do you see for Brecuse?
I see a lot, you know, her style of boxing, you know, her working with Jonathan previously. You know, she has that movement in there, and now that she's working with her trainer now, I'm sure she's going to put a great performance on, really dominate.
Any way you can see, I mean, Reese is coming down from middleweight for this this shot at all of the belts that Brecuse holds. Is there anything in her game, or are you familiar with her enough to know if there's anything that she could bring besides maybe some pressure? You know, I know she's the younger fighter, but it seems like it's a tall order for her.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much about her, and so I can't really comment, but, you know, I think it's going to be a really high-level fight for sure. I do see it being high-level and high-paced, so it's going to be a good fight. Because, you know, she's making her debut, and, you know, Reese is able to get a shot at that, so that's exciting within itself.
Right. Like I said, she's coming down from middleweight. Claressa Shields is moving down to middleweight, and then Hannah Gabriels, I guess, is going up to middleweight, so they can have her and Chris. Well, they're not showing all of the Christina Hammer fight next next month on Showtime. But do you think it'll be any pressure there for the ladies this weekend to kind of set the bar? I mean, they're on the opposing network, and, you know, they're going up first. And obviously, Showtime is on its way, trying to make this path to this big showdown between Shields and Hammer if everything plays out in the favor of the favorites. Do you think there's any pressure to, like I said, to set the bar really high for women's boxing this Saturday?
Yes, I would agree. I think, you know, now that we are being put on television, you have that light, so, you know, make it known. And so I definitely think that it's pressured, you know, because this is almost two fights on a Showtime card is pretty awesome within itself, because it's representing women's boxing, and then obviously Cecilia making her debut on HBO.
Okay. I know I've been following some of the chatter on Twitter. Are there any matchups? I know Layla McCarter is out there. I know she's trying to get into different matchups. But is there any fights you're looking for to kind of carry the momentum forward after, you know, this fight and then the one in June?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the 130, my weight class, is obviously really high-level fighters, good fighters. So I think bringing those weight classes on and televising those will, you know, help women's boxing.
Okay. Were you able to check out Katie Teller's performance last week against Bustos?
Yeah, you know, I got to watch the highlights and really high level fight. I wish they would have shown it because I think that would have been awesome because I've heard that that was fight of the night. So I got to watch the clips, but not the full fight.
Okay, yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, and even got to go back and finish kind of trying to see. I saw her fight up in at Barclays. I forget whose undercard she was on, but sound like like another very high level fight. And like I said, I think that's one of the keys moving forward. You know, is to have competitive fights for the women.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. that we see,
and that's what's going to make women's boxing with the high level competitive boxing.
Correct.
So I think we have the perfect boxers right now that are doing that.
Okay.
Including myself. So.
Right. Hey, you look good out there in all that Adidas gear last Friday.
Oh, yeah. I was really happy with Adidas. They did a great job and did everything that I wanted.
Right. Hey, well, look, that's all I really wanted. Like I said, we didn't get to talk last week. And, you know, like I know it was a long day for you and everything. And, you know, just again, congratulations for the third time.
Thank you.
And, you know, look, keep an eye out for, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to Atlantic City, but, you know, I know how to keep in touch with you and, you know, keep an eye on what you got going on in the ring.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Alicia.
Thanks.
All right, welcome to the show. For the first time, actually a very special guest based on what's going on this weekend. But right now, I want to say what's up to Callie Reese.
What's going on?
Not much. Hi, you sound like you're in very good spirits.
I am. I'm in a very good place right now, so I'm chilling.
What's kind of feeding that?
Just basically just knowing that I've done everything right and just knowing that this happened right on time, right when I was, you know, making a few changes in my team for the past year. But this fight came along at exactly the time it needed to come, and I've done a lot of work physically, mentally, spiritually, and this everything's fallen into place, and I know that I'm very confident in what I've done and all the training and the hard work leading up to this. So I'm very confident and be able to get the job done. I'm just in a really good space.
Okay, so it shouldn't be any mystery right now or by this time because you guys are winding down to the final couple of days. But Callie is taking on the undefeated, undisputed, you know, one of the best record-wise and everything, one of the best ladies in the game, Cecilia Brekhus. But you guys will be in the first women's co-feature this Saturday on the Triple G Vannis Martirosyan night of HBO boxing. So you're obviously coming down in weight for this fight. How is the weight?
The weight's great. I mean, when you do it right, the weight shouldn't be an issue. You know what I mean? You got a lot of fighters that use their training camp just to make the weight instead of really focusing on what they need to focus for the fight. You know, they're in camp fighting the scale, so the weight wasn't a problem. You know, we're professional fighters, so we should be able to kind of figure ourselves out by, you know, the ninth or tenth year in our career, so it wasn't a problem. On the scale-wise, when I first started the camp, you know, mentally coming down about 13, 14 pounds, like, oh, man. But, you know, I know how to do it the right way, and I have a really good team. And, you know, it wasn't an issue. So I'm comfortable, so.
Okay. How did that change this preparation from you for you? Are you one of the fighters that has to bring in this nutritionist and strength training coach or everything, or is it kind of just all done in-house? I know you just mentioned you made some changes in the team already, but
yeah. I mean, basically, if you guys have followed my career at all, I've done a lot of this most of my career on my own. You know what I mean? So I've done a lot of my own studying, and I don't have a personal nutritionist, although I do have a family member of mine who does help me with my meals when I'm at home. But I've always been, you know, my own nutritionist, my own strength and conditioning coach up until about 2 or 3 years ago, where I do have a strength and conditioning coach now. But as far as knowing what to eat, when to eat, and how, kind of how to get the weight off, I'm pretty much my own mad scientist when it comes to that, with the addition of, you know, the strength and conditioning coaches and my other trainers and other people helping me with food. But it's just a quick fix. It's discipline, man. It's all comes down to discipline.
Okay. Really. I like to hear that. The luster on this weekend, you know, has been lost a little bit with the whole Canelo fiasco and the matchup being who it is now. But does that change anything for you with what it is historically, you know, as far as the first women's bout to be featured on HBO? Or is it just great because, you know, the opponent that you have?
Well, it originally started off as when we got offered the fight, it was great for the opponent and the opportunity I had to fight her, no matter where it was, you know what I mean? For it to be able to fight that pound for pound, quote unquote, the best female fighter, to have the only undisputed fighter, male or female, wherever the fight and whatever card it was on, that alone was just, you know, a great opportunity in itself. And then on top of that, to be able to fight, and at first it was to be able to fight in Las Vegas on the Triple G undercard with Canelo. And if that adds on to it, I mean, it doesn't really change the dynamic, because how it all fell into place as being a historic event in itself, as far as we being the first female fight on HBO in history ever, is just in itself is great. It's just everything kind of adds on to it. You know, the first female fight, we're fighting at the StubHub Center, fighting on Cinco de Mayo, fighting on the Triple G undercard. I mean, in Montrosian, you know, this is just, it's all keeps adding on. But my focus is solely this fight. It could have been at the StubHub, or it could have been in somebody's backyard. But the fact I get to fight this woman who has had a decorated career for all these prestigious belts is just, it's great. So everything's just an add-on to it.
Okay. What would you say to any criticism out there about whether or not you deserve this shot? You know, coming in at 13-6-1, I think, with 4 knockouts. But, you know, not to judge you solely by your record or anything, but I've seen some criticism out there. What would you, how would you address that?
Man, bring it. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody has one. So, I mean, boxing is a spectator sport, and I embrace the negative and the positive from the sport. I mean, the fans are what makes boxing possible. So, of course, on paper, and people who don't really follow my career, have never seen me fight, of course they're going to have something to say. And it's fine. You know, that's expected. And obviously, Cecilia knew, and her team knew what they were doing as far as when they picked me for this fight, because they wanted somebody who's going to bring the best out of her, and they wanted somebody who's going to be worthy, like they said, of a title shot in a fight like this, of this caliber. So I'm not at all worried about whatever the criticism is. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I deserve, and I know what I've been through to get here, where I'm at now in my career. So, you know, everybody's going to have an opinion, and it's expected. If they're not talking about you, you're doing something wrong.
Right. Is the magnitude of this fight any bigger than April 2016, when you were the first major title to be fought for in New Zealand, when you faced Marisela Cornejo for the vacant WBC middleweight title?
I would say the caliber of it is amplified. That was just definitely a mark in my own personal career and in history in itself, too. You know, we were the first world title fight in New Zealand and the first all-female card, pretty much dominated in those 4 world titles before then. So, you know, in that sense, I had made history in my own career and in women's boxing, too. But this is just an even bigger platform. This is definitely a bigger mark in my career. And for women's boxing, you know what I mean? This is a big deal, and women's boxing is on such a rise now, and I believe, like I said, even if it wasn't me fighting on HBO, first female fight, the fact that they're having a female fight on HBO for the first time in the 45 years that they've been on air airing boxing is just a historic event for the era in women's boxing and where it's going. All these great amateurs and Olympians going pro now, we have so much talent and so much hunger in the women's boxing now, and I'm just happy that it happened now. You know what I mean? I think it's much bigger than that. It's just, you know, it can only get bigger from where you are, you know.
Right. I know you come into the ring, you know, with your Native American heritage, you know, on full display and everything. Will it be a chance, you know, last week's fights on HBO were pretty over the top with the ring walks. Do you have anything mm-hmm. planned?
I mean, I'm trying to see if we can get the same type of entrance because that's what I'm used to. But, like, I'm not in the luxury of my East Coast, you know, my home. So I'm not exactly sure how that works. I know they've had so many changes in the past month and a half with this card in itself. So we're working on getting my traditional entrance approved. No definite as of yet, but that would definitely be nice for me to have that for me. I know it's like a really nice spectacle, quote unquote spectacle for people to see, but it's really important for me to have that when I can, because it's more of like a ceremonial thing for myself and represent my native people. So it would be really nice if I have a chance to. If I don't, it's all good too, but it'd be really nice to have that.
Right. And that's just made me think about it. You know, did HBO kind of miss a chance last week to maybe get you ladies out? I don't know if they could have done it, just did it through video last week. But, you know, on the other side of the street, Showtime is good at keeping other champions and other fighters in the spotlight, you know, to have them come in and sit in between fights and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Did they miss out on maybe, you know, introducing you guys last week?
I mean, I kind of feel like they might have kind of overlooked that, but like I said, this was a card. I really commend Tom for putting this and Triple G Promotions for like getting this card together, because there were so many falling out with this card. It was a Canelo, and then it was a Chocolatito, and then there was so many switches with this. So I'm sure if they could have, because we just found out about the HBO thing not too long ago. I was in the middle of Walmart when I found out we were going to be on HBO before we like left. So I'm sure if they had more time and this was the plan from jump, they probably would have, you know, extended the invitation and probably made it a little bit more of a, you know, announcement. But, I mean, they did what they could.
Right.
However, Jim Lampley did butcher my name, so we're going to have a talk about that.
not Lamps.
It's all good.
Oh,
man.
It kind of threw up. What was like? Oh, so with that said, were you able to get a full camp in for this, or was anything shortened in any way? Or
no?
Okay.
Nope. We had a really good camp. Like, we knew about the fight. As far as what card, when? Well, we knew when and who.
Okay.
We just didn't know the permanent where and all that, and networks and all that other like the details. But we had plenty of time.
Okay.
You know, we had a really good camp. So I had time to lose the weight, to get comfortable with the weight. I had time for a full camp, and yeah, I'm ready.
So there's really no excuses, you know, to have. It'll just be a matter of, you know, the best woman winning Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there's no excuses. We had a good camp. You know what I mean? So.
I was reading earlier, I think at women's Women of Boxing. .com and just reading up on the profile that was out there of you, and you mentioned that you're very aware of Brae Koos's career, and you know, she's on this title streak or defenses of her title at 22. What part of her game would you look to take away from her Saturday night?
Probably just the comfortability that, or just her being really comfortable with everybody she fights, and kind of from the dynamic of, you know, you can only get so much from videos, but the people she's fought almost seemed defeated before they even walked in the ring just because of her presence, you know what I mean? She is the reigning champ. So, me, I respect the hell out of her. I've been watching her career for a long time, but when that bell rings, it's mano y mano, man. We're going in there for war. We're going to go in there and try to kill each other. So, just her knowing that I'm here is just as much of a contender as you. You know what I mean? Is kind of what I guess I would be looking to take away from her. I'm just looking to do what I came to do and just fight. You know what I mean? But I just know myself as being a very proud and very strong warrior and a fierce like fighter. So I guess that knowing that I'm just as comfortable as you are being in here, and just as comfortable as being champ as you are, kind of a dynamic, I guess.
Okay. You guys do share at least one mutual opponent out there in Michaela Lauren. I think she stopped her in this rematch, I believe, maybe before the end of 2017 or right after 2018 or whatever. You had a loss to Lauren, but it was overseas in Munich. I just saw Melissa St. V's video footage from her last fight where it looked like she clearly had a win and somehow came home with a loss. So what can you take away from your experience, you know, or Brekus's performances against Lauren and your experience with her?
Well, I know fighting Michaela Lauren, not taking anything away from the champ because, you know, she's, you know, doing her thing and she's been doing her thing for a while, but she's kind of basic, so it would be easier to figure her out. And I know Brekus is very technical, so I could see why she could just kind of tear her apart, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I fought Michaela Lauren just coming back in my career from a long layoff from an accident, and that was quite the experience going out to Spain with one other, not even coach, but another fighter, and then getting told that I had to have some other coach that spoke Spanish in my corner last minute and fighting at 2 a.m. over there. So the dynamics of that fight was a little different. So I know Lauren is a hard hitter. Listen, that experience fighting her was like probably one of the worst experiences I've ever had. And I've had quite a few fighting. So it was interesting. However, I did knock Lauren down in the 7th, and they count really slow in Spain. So, I mean, again, you fight overseas, things do happen, you know. And there's no video of that up, but it is just like I knocked Tamara down, and there's no video of that either. But anyway, taking that away, I mean, I would say I know the two of them. I'll know Cecilia Saturday being in the ring, but I can see why she just kind of picked her apart because Michaela's kind of just like a basic fighter.
Okay.
So taking that away.
All right.
I know we have game plans. We have plan A through Z, and kind of not really going on what she has done or what I have done. It's what we're going to do when we get in there. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Kind of my focus.
You know, how is the possibility of taking all these belts from Brekus? You know, how has that motivated you through camp? I saw a comment, you know, that, I mean, it's very rare that you can come from where you are right now and possibly Saturday night, you know, after around midnight or something, you can have a totally different set of optics, you know, based on what happens.
Mm-hmm.
How has that motivated you?
It's motivated me because, like I said, I've been watching her career since I went pro, and I've always done my own scouting, if you will, of people and fighters doing what I want to do in the sport and motivating and inspiring other fighters to do. I've always been scouting different females in, you know, various weight classes close to mine and saying, you know, they got what I want or they're in the position that I want to be in. I've been, you know, admiring what she's been doing in and outside of the ring for quite a long time. So, you know, with all the respect in the world, she's in a position that I want to be in right now. I want those belts. I've worked really hard to get that. I've gotten a taste of being a 3-time world champion and being a WBC world champion. And I like that feeling. And I know that I'm supposed to be there. So it's been hella motivating because it's gone beyond this 7-week camp. I've been wanting that spot for quite some time now. So it's time, you know, it's time.
Well said. What aspect of you as a fighter is going to be something that Brekus might not be prepared for? I know she has a significant advantage over you in number of fights and number of rounds fought and everything. But like we said, a lot of that's been in Europe or Norway. And like you just mentioned, you know, the basic fighters. And, you know, we don't know many of those women. So, you know, what's something that you're bringing to the ring that could take her some, you know, some time to adjust to?
I'm hungry. I want those belts. I'm hungry. I'm not going to stop. I've been training. You know, I can't take anything away from her. I don't know what they worked on, and they don't know what we've worked on. All we know is that we worked, and we know we're going to bring the best out of each other. But I can't speak for, you know, sometimes fighters get stagnant or comfortable where they are. She seems like somebody who'd like to challenge herself all the time and stay hungry, but I'm hungry. You know, I'm a younger, hungry fighter, you know, and I want this. And in my eyes, I want it more than she does, you know. Then so that's kind of that aspect that I have on the whole fight overlooked. I mean, they've said a number of times that they know what they're in for. They know it's going to be a tough fight. I'm a tough fighter. I'm a tough opponent. So we know they've been working on things, so haven't we? It should be a great fight.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, with her being 36, I believe, I think you're 31, you know, is there any thoughts that age could come into play? You know, sometimes we see these athletes in a lot of different sports, you know, that come over from overseas and try to, you know, get in, you know, make that splash in America at the last minute. And, you know, it's a mixed bag of whether somebody still has it or, you know, it's kind of time is running out. You know, any idea of, you know, of if she's a fresh 36 or, you know, if, you know, she could step in the ring a little, you know, a step or two slower?
That, you know, I'm not her, so I can't speak for her. It's all on how you feel and how you perform. I mean, she's had a good run. She is ages on her side, and being the younger fighter is obviously on my side. So I can't speak for that, you know, because look at B-Hop. I mean, he's just now, he's, you know, retired. I mean, he was reigning champ, undisputed champ for a long time. People said he couldn't do it in his 40s. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of fighters that, oh, his age is not on his side, but he proved. And George Foreman's another one. I mean, the man came back 14 times.
Right.
So it's all in how much you believe in yourself, how much you want it, how hard you work, and what do you put into it. You know what I mean? Age is nothing but a number most of the time. And then again, then you have it when age comes knocking at your door. So women's boxing is a little different. I believe we have a little bit more leeway as far as age is concerned. So, we'll have to see Saturday. I don't put anything past any opponent that I go in that ring with, you know. We're in there to do the same thing, and she's in there to keep her spot. I'm in here to get her spot. So I know she's coming hard, so am I.
Gotcha.
We'll see if age plays a factor. I mean, my team seems to, you know, obviously think I have the advantage of being the bigger fighter and the younger fighter. So we'll definitely see.
All right. You're coming down from middleweight, and Hannah Gabriel just going up, Claressa Shields just coming down for their, you know, their big matchup on the other network next month. And then they also have Hammer on that, you know, on that card with them. And then Tori Nelson, I think a former previous opponent of yours. Do you feel there's any pressure on you guys or any pressure personally for you guys to have a fight that kind of sets the bar? You know, I mean, it's obviously the first women's fight to co-feature on HBO and everything. But then with them coming on the heels of you guys next month, you know, is there any, you feel any pressure to, like I said, to set the bar?
Not at all. I don't feel any pressure. I know that we're going to deliver, and I know that Claressa and Hannah's going to deliver too. I mean, it's awesome that we have back-to-back some awesome fights on our major networks. I don't feel any pressure. It's just amazing that it's happening. You know, it's actually really happening now. So I don't feel any pressure whatsoever. I mean, I just know we're going to deliver.
All right. Hey, look, I really appreciate your time tonight. I really enjoyed talking to you and meeting you. You know, I'm pulling for you Saturday night. Any final words for, you know, for anybody that checks this out before you guys get it on Saturday?
Just tune in, man. This is history in the making. This is there's been so many women previous to myself and Cecilia paving the way. And I'm just happy that we are in a time right now where we're able to make history and open these doors for more women fights to be a regular on HBO and these networks, man. It's our time. We're coming. So just tune in on Saturday night.
Okay, well said. Hey, like I said, very nice to meet you. A great interview. I'm a fan.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Callie, and good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.